She's too old for that nickname, the Queen said. She was standing at the window of the royal bedchamber and looking down at the courtyard below. Morning sun beat on the ground, but the air was still chilly. She shivered.
She needs to start behaving like a lady, a princess.
She's young. There's time enough for that yet. And anyway...
The king laughed, a throaty sound that could have been born in the bowels of the earth or in the mud of the battlefield.
You gave it to her.
He hauled himself out of bed, and his footsteps were heavy. He was heavy, getting heavier too. She'd married a glutton.
She's not that young. Only 4 years younger than me, the queen muttered.
From behind her came the sound of liquid hitting ceramic, and for the thousandth time she wished he'd have the good grace to at least piss in a different room.
It was simply a passing remark that she was pale. It wasn't a compliment. It was meant to be a joke.
Her quiet words went unheard as her husband continued noisily with his bodily functions.
And it was a long time ago, she whispered bitterly.
She watched as, far below, the young woman dismounted from her horse. She wore brown breeches and rode with her long legs astride the beast like a man. Her shirt was loose, but as the light breeze touched it, it clung to her slim form, flowing over the curve of her full breasts and onto her flat stomach. Her thick raven hair fell around her shoulders, and as she handed the reins of her stallion to the stable boy, she tossed the dark mane to one side, and the sunlight shone on it. She smiled and touched the boy's arm, and they shared a joke that made her laugh out loud. Cherry red lips, pale skin with just a touch of dusky rose on her cheeks, sparkling violet eyes, a living swirl of clichés. So free, so carefree. The queen's mouth tightened.
She shouldn't ride in the forest so early. It isn't safe. And she shouldn't ride anywhere dressed like a common boy.
Everyone in the kingdom knows who Snow is, the king said. No one would dare harm her. No one would want to. She's like her mother. Everyone loves her.
There was no reproach in his voice. The barb was unintended, but it stung all the same. The saintly dead wife. The glorified, beautiful daughter. The queen's mouth twisted slightly.
She should be thinking about marriage, finding a decent match for the kingdom.
Below, Snow White slapped the horse affectionately on the rear as the boy led him away, and then turned to head into the castle. With the sudden awareness a mouse might get as an owl swoops above it, she glanced up, her eyes meeting her stepmother's. Her smile wavered nervously for a second, and then she raised her hand in a gesture of hello. The queen did not return it. Snow White dropped her hand.
How did she look from down there? The queen wondered.
Did her own blonde hair shine in the sunlight? Or was she merely a resentful ghost, a shadow against the glass? She clenched her delicate jaw. The girl disappeared from view, but still the queen's teeth remained gritted. They couldn't both stay in this castle for much longer. She couldn't stand it. She stayed where she was, gazing out of the window, and after a few moments the king came and stood behind her.
"It's still early," he said,
his thick body pressed hard against her back. He wrapped his arms around her waist, and pulled her closer before one hand slid between the ribbons of her nightdress, seeking out her breast. His fingers were rough against her soft skin, a soldier's touch. She let him caress her.
"We should go back to bed,"
he whispered, hot in her ear.
"You know I'd go to war again tomorrow."
He pulled her back from the window, one hand inside her clothes as the other tugged at the bows that held it together.
"Show me how much you'll miss me."
Finally, she turned away from the window and faced him. His eyes were glazed already, and that made her smile. It took so very little from her to make him this way. His dead wife might have been well loved, but she had never had this power. She had never realized her husband was a glutton for everything, or that all men wanted more than just good food on the table and excitement on the battlefield. They wanted excitement in the bedroom, too.